Venus has recently returned to the evening sky, and this week on Friday, the goddess of love and beauty moves across the celestial equator and is restored to the northern celestial hemisphere, just in time for all the spring festivals of renewal. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So the celestial equator is an imaginary line projected out into space from Earth's equator, and it allows astronomers to speak about a northern and southern celestial hemisphere. When the sun appears to move across the celestial equator, we call it equinox, and it marks a time when day and night are of equal length. So the planets appear to do this too, and this week, it's Venus's turn. There are a lot of myths connected to this particular motion of Venus, myths of the divine feminine emerging from the underworld, like Persephone for the ancient Greeks, after she was abducted by Hades and taken against her will to be his queen in the underworld. Before Persephone returned to the upper world, Hades tricked her into eating the pomegranate seed, which meant that she would have to spend one-third of every year with him in his underworld kingdom. Now, what isn't obvious at first in this myth is that the ancient Greeks never told tales of Persephone's time in the upper world. She was always only ever the dread goddess of the underworld. So they left a question unanswered, one that seems really timely right now. Who is Persephone when she emerges from the shadows? She's no longer the maiden daughter of the mother she was torn away from when she was abducted. And in the upper world, she's no longer subject to the control of Hades. So who is she once she's been freed from these circumstances? The ancient Greeks left the answer to the centuries, and there's a clue right now, not only in our day-to-day world, but in the motion of another planet in our sky. That planet is Mercury, messenger of gods and escort of souls. Mercury has just swept close to Venus in the evening sky, as though offering Persephone his hand for leading her back to the upper world. His only request of her, as god of communication, is that she speak her truth. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.